This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hope day.
We sing good.
Oh my God. We're like the best chorus on a morning show. We're like a morning show glee club.
Yeah.
Oh, we should work out like some choreography.
Oh boy, this went too far.
To our songs,
and us aren't the best dancers.
Some of us are, though.
Maybe even did it for a living at one point.
Yeah, maybe there was some professional dancing that happened. You know, I don't like to brag, but
it's too much for Alice.
Well,
station would it be good for? If I was on the boat, it'd be fine.
No.
I remember that one supper club. Event we did.
That was fun. Oh my God, I was
remember
so scared.
Ben?
Was that the
The pole dancing one with with all the beds everywhere?
Yeah.
But remember the professional pole dancers that were up and spinning around the aerial?
You know who
ones?
I remember? Use that.
Right.
My knees were shaking. I remember how nervous I was. So scared.
You rocked it, girl.
I was.
We liked it. All right, so it's set then. We'll choreograph. Why don't you, as the lead dancer the show, you'll choreograph something.
I freestyle,
something and
girl. I don't do choreograph. I freestyle.
Well, we'll sit in the background. We'll do that sidestep snap thing, you know, where you just, we'll just be supporting
Pot
you.
Pot of bourrées.
Yeah. Sounds like
say?
A good post. What'd you say?
Pot of bourrées.
That's what it's called, a pot of bourrées?
It's a certain dance move that we talked about last time.
And, oh, yeah.
The holy bully?
No, it's like a side step and kick, and Berg came in and showed us how to do it.
Because
she's like, you know, so Broadway.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She totally knows.
Well, she was a dance major.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah. She was a dancer. I don't know, so dance major. That's
I know she
probably...
still is. She's a dance instructor.
Well, she does the U-Jam at 24-Hour Fitness, like in Walnut Creek and a couple other places,
but she was she was going to be a professional dancer and had an injury.
Oh, is that what... Mm-hmm. Well, she's so darn tall. I mean, that would have really worked for her, and she's beautiful, of course, but...
And I think it was multiple injuries.
Well, then we'll go ahead and wait until she gets here, and maybe she'll choreograph the pot au bourrées behind your freestyle jam. Well, this is shaping up to be a pretty good Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey there. Hey now.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, so how's everyone doing?
Good.
How are you doing?
Excellent.
What would you like to share with us?
Yeah, what do you want
Sarah?
To tell us?
What's up?
Nothing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, I swear.
I've got one
swear
little
to God.
Thing. Yesterday we talked about my fire sprinklers.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So I've been emailing with this guy for fire sprinklers for a minute, back and forth, because I was recommended by somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so I'm on the phone with him. Finally, I get to talk to him to ask for a bid. And he goes, hey, I was listening to the radio today. And,
oh, no.
Can you tell Sarah that fire sprinklers don't cost $70,000 typically?
Maybe Marin prices.
Yeah,
they do.
Exactly.
Like,
they're
no
twice
Marin,
as much
like
in Marin.
20 grand.
They look at the
one look
gate.
At you, and they're like, "You live in Marin. You're going to pay twice as much."
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's kind of what I said too. But it was a pleasant surprise.
Oh, funny.
Oh, so what will it cost for the one room you have to do?
Not that. Well, no, it was a whole thing. Now I have to figure it out.
I do have to do the whole house.
I think I have to do the whole house, and so he has to come and assess it, and it's a whole.
So
thing.
It will be 70.
So but it shouldn't be 70. Is what he's saying. He was like, "Dude, she's scaring everybody away from fire sprinklers," and that's his whole profession.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about it.
But,
you know,
it's really expensive still.
So I looked into fire sprinklers when we were talking about redoing our house. By the way, we have a whole new project going on. That's happening after the 4th of July.
Oh, but, after the party.
Yeah. Well, I can't be tearing walls down, you know, during the party.
Right.
It's
Wait,
ridiculous.
What is happening?
Nothing. Nothing.
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. Let me talk about
it. Hold on. It's something else now.
Tearing
Jesus
walls
Christ.
Down?
No.
What are you doing?
Well, nothing.
Wait.
I'll tell you in a minute. Let me talk to you about... So when we were doing this thing, if you do like more than 50% of your house over, you have to get fire sprinklers. Mm-hmm. So I looked into it and it was... you know, it was Marin prices, but man, the bid we got was like $70,000. It was crazy. Like, just set me back. Like, you're kidding. That's like half my budget is gone. So anyway, it turns out Sammy Hagar's brother, or his brother, is like started one of the biggest sprinkler companies in California.
Wow.
And not only is he behind that, this guy is also the reason you have to get sprinklers in your house.
It's genius.
Like, he lobbied, and I don't know, you know, I don't think Sammy's involved in it, although I will be questioning him about this. He set it up, like, ran it through the legislature that these rules would have to go into place, so then people have to spend the money to get these things that he provides. So I don't know about this company that you talked to. I'm sure there's more than one company, but I'm sure they were psyched as well when it was like,
right,
and if you do more than this amount of work in your house, you have to put these sprinklers in. It's such a racket.
It makes sense, but it sounds shady.
The world is a racket.
Well, that was my impression, too, that if you do more than 50% of the house, then you have to, it triggers.
Yes.
But he was like, actually, no, sorry, that used to be the case, but it's all or nothing. Unfortunately, it's all or nothing.
So now, if you do any work to your house, you have to get sprinklers?
Well, if you do less than a certain amount, like 20% of your house, then most likely the city will say, okay, you don't need to get
it. So if you're just doing a bathroom or something.
Right. But if you do anything that's more than the certain allotted percentage, then they're like, all your existing house too. And I'm like, oh man. So he goes, yeah, I bet you weren't expecting to have to work in your house that you're living in, right? Because he hears my baby screaming in the background. I'm like, yeah, I have my old kid and my old stuff. Right. Everything's here. So
are you adding more than 20%?
Yeah, more than 20%. I am. It's not that, but
you guys are gonna have to move to that apartment.
I might just buy
for a minute. How long does it take?
Oh, an addition?
It's like the
sprinklers.
You won't have to leave for the addition. You'll have to leave for the sprinklers, right?
Right, yes.
So how long does it take?
I have to talk to him about that.
I bet you it's 2 weeks max.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to clean up the attic too because I've got some crap in there.
You have to have access.
Yeah, and he has to get around in certain areas.
I can't get into the attic. That's the thing. It's not just that, like, they're not just popping a little thing into your ceiling. Like, all this water has to be routed.
No, they're running pipes, sure.
And it's got to be run. You know, I'm sure they have to carve through everything to get it everywhere.
All these dudes, what I've found in the trade, like, when you are doing any trade at your house, these dudes are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, what they can do and how they do it quickly. You have to get all the BS out of their way.
Right.
That's your job.
Exactly.
But their job, they know how to do it. I mean, they're like,
boom, boom,
out
boom.
Of my way, bro.
I was expecting to, like, you know, fix this area outside of my house up and not have to worry about it. But now it's like, now I got people walking into my house and on top of my house and in my attic and in the ceiling, tearing open the sheetrock over. Just like, oh, now this project became my whole entire existing house.
Right.
I think it's amazing as you see people who are really good at stuff like this that they get right to, like, anything that would baffle you'd be scratching. Huh, I don't know. This looks like a lot of trouble. I think I'm going to quit.
Well, they're like, I'm sure they'll install the system, but now you've got, you know, drywall patching to do in every single room, repainting to do in every single room, dust in every single
room.
But
also, you've added value to your home, and the safety factor is, can you imagine if you put it in one room and that room never catches, but the damn kitchen goes up five times while you've lived there?
I just want to know where the shutoff is for them. I have wood floors in every room.
There should be an emergency shutoff that, you know, for your main.
I guess so.
If you know where your main is, then you should be good.
I guess. Water damage can be devastating, too.
Fire damage can be way worse, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all bad, yeah.
It's all devastating.
But, yeah, the way he was
damage to your
like,
home. Devastating.
Nothing we haven't done before. It's, you know, procedure. I'm like, yeah, I know.
For you. Talk to my bank account.
I cannot wait to talk to your bank account about this. I literally cannot wait to hear what doing your whole house will be.
Yeah, I thought to me.
It's probably more than a motorcycle.
Like
I'm probably
going
to have to get rid of mine.
You should anyway. Those are really dangerous death machines.
Well, that's how I get to Cooksville and back, you know.
Yeah.
They're fun, though, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they are when you're not crashing.
Right. You know. Well, that's, I mean,
that's.
Can't
Dude,
get anywhere
I'm
when you're
sorry,
crashed.
But it's freaking.
We gotta wake up in the morning, Sarah.
There's never a good news story about a motorcycle ever. Not ever. Not ever once. Never.
Yep.
Well, those
don't
electric
ones. Yeah, don't
move
even
on
try to
buy
either one of us.
The next
saving
thing.
Terrible. Terrible.
I did see some Facebook and Instagram photos of Vinny's baby walking around.
Oh my God! Could that kid be any cuter or bigger? Like,
I
time
love
is
that
flying.
Little ponytail. I used to love that ponytail, Vinny, when my mom put it on my head. We called it a palm tree.
Oh,
so I'd be like, the palm tree, the palm tree.
Want the palm tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kid is so cute. I can't believe it. She's totally cruising now. Yeah. What is she, 10 months old?
Yeah, 10 months.
Jesus.
Yesterday was just so busy, and there was a moment where it became daddy daycare, you know. So we still have a few more days. We're in the end of the gap before we have help from our person who's...
So that college girl is coming by every morning and...
She wasn't there yesterday, though.
Oh.
Uh-oh, why not?
So Dusty was
so
dealing.
We got work happening, and Dusty's working.
Oh, yeah,
and
there's the fence?
That's it's just, who even looked at them? And then I got handed the baby. She's like, just out of a nap. The pictures I took are all in a, I want to say, less than 10-minute window. And that kid was pinballing around the room, climbing up onto everything. thing. She'd fall, turn, race crawl across the room to the next thing and climb up on that. Like, she just wants to walk. She does not want.
No.
The crawling thing is beneath her.
She may.
I guess. She's just not into it.
She hasn't taken any steps yet. She will, though, soon.
I wouldn't call them legit steps, no.
But holding on steps.
Yeah, but she wants to. And she still doesn't have the leg power. Her legs are just wobbly, but she's...
Sure. Well, babies are top-heavy, too. You know, they got to figure out how to balance that all on those stems.
Like a little drunk person.
Yeah.
There was one photo, Vinny. What are they called? Not menageries. Those things that are on the ground and they get to play with, you know.
Oh, yeah. Little PlayStations.
Whatever, yeah. And so it looked like, Vinny, for a minute, I swear, I thought you had like a leg weight on her.
That
from
is
the
that
photo.
Is so. I had to look
Did you
twice
see
at
that?
That one too.
I was like, "Oh my God, he's building strength in her little legs. He's putting weights on her. What's wrong with him?"
That's so funny.
But it looked like that was just the angle.
Right. There was like a toy dangling, and it was fit. It
but
fit
I
directly
swear,
on her leg.
It looked like it was just hanging from her legs, like the ankle weights that
I was like,
people
what
wear.
What is that?
Yeah, that it's like a mobile.
Yeah,
That's what it is.
Right.
It's a portable one that you would lay a baby down, and there's little things that hang down.
Right.
Yeah, she's, I don't even know why that's still in our house.
Because there it is.
There's no laying her down anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's doing this. When you're trying to change her diaper, she's doing this. Leg kick, roll over. Leg kick, roll over. She's just throwing her whole body.
That's why they got straps on those
to
things.
To get away. She's. It's funny how babies can be different. Like, I know that maybe that just sounds
just personalities
stupid, but
or whatever.
She's just completely different than her sister.
What's the biggest difference?
She's not colic. So that's the biggest and best difference is that we haven't had to deal with that. And she doesn't, like, she had to go to the doctor yesterday. That was one of the things. That's why the missus got back from there and went, I have to work. Yeah. You got to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at the doc. But the kid got 3 shots and didn't cry.
What a good baby.
Tough girl.
Shots, 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 shots. She's like, more.
I don't know if she was more, but she just handled it. And that's even the 5-year-old's like, shots. I hate shots.
But I'll go on the roller coaster. Hey, I'm seeing your girl on Saturday.
Oh, are you going to go to
your girl?
To the bridal shower.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, you are?
Oh, that's great.
Funny.
And I was thinking yesterday, I'll get to see Isla and the baby. And I go, heck no, those two should not be there. Are they
gonna
be
going
to be there?
Oh, they're
going. What a bummer for her, for your wife, because she needs to have fun and party with her girls.
She has an entire weekend where she's leaving.
Okay.
She's a bachelorette party.
All right.
And in fact, that was one of the things that was, and I was like, oh, you're splitting for a whole weekend to San Diego. Forget it.
What are you going to do for
your bachelorette? I'm not doing anything.
Why don't you find something to do? Fool.
Because I'm not a planner. I don't think
Peter Cook
like
from
that.
Lighthouse Realty. Where's the planning?
Yeah,
anyway.
You're supposed to be his boy.
Yeah, you guys should.
Unless
Hooman's
you
your best man,
Hooman
can plan
it
out. Right?
Hooman.
Don't say that. My brothers
are
doing
that. You'll be going to San Diego for a dentist appointment. Okay.
So Jan, I know. Yeah, you're gonna go get your teeth worked on, buddy.
Anyway,
your back will feel so much better.
I'm not worried about what I gotta go do, but she's got her trip with her girls, and they're gonna go do their and the whole. Look, last night after all the stuff, I'm sitting there playing a little guitar, like, oh, I'm so happy.
Learning our car song for us?
I was just doing something else, but I was playing, and she comes in and goes, we have to talk to the DJ in 5 minutes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? The DJ for the wedding, we have to talk to him.
Was he coming over?
Did you know having a DJ?
No. Well, I know we have a DJ because that was brought up, but...
Don't you just send that guy a list of songs and...
That's
done.
What I thought.
Yeah. All done with that guy.
He's part of the choreography.
I see.
Oh, he has to announce too, doesn't he? Now it's time for the bride and groom.
Mr. and Mrs. First time ever.
Introducing, you know, the brides and
bridesmaids. And cut the cake.
And there was some of that factor going on, which just made me go, oh no.
Gross.
Oh God, it's an actual DJ.
We're going to pay for this.
This is your life.
So do you guys have like a dance plan? Are you going to do like a flash mob?
Oh yeah.
Dancing?
Oh, we're going to, you've been to the rehearsals, right?
That's the conversations are like that. Like, okay, so after they announce you, you know, I could play like Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come, you know, something.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
It's a super. It is, but not for Vinny.
Well, why? Because he's not making her dreams come
true? Some metal.
He gave her two children.
That's true.
He got a new fence in the backyard.
That's true.
All our dreams are coming true.
Yeah.
He's got a minivan.
Oh, my
that's
God.
True.
Dreams.
That's mine, first of all. And we don't call it a mini.
Well, you don't call it whatever you want. Bryn was saying... You were trapped in the garage in that thing the other day.
For a second. I mean, I came down. You were still there. I thought you'd be
gone. Oh, no, no, no. I was in the Mrs. car.
Oh, what is that?
Which is a Honda Pilot.
Oh, okay.
No, that thing's big.
Yeah.
It's well, anyway.
He said you were papers width away from.
It's. Well,
How long did it take?
It didn't take that long. Oh. No, it was no big deal. But I wanted to be careful. It's her car. It's the one I took. I ended up taking that car to the airport. That's why I was driving it.
Oh.
Because we needed to put the baby seats right back into it upon returning. So, no,
it's
that's
set up for that.
That car is not for that garage.
No.
No cars.
Very
for that
few cars are for that garage. Yeah. Actually, Bryn's and my car are for that
smart
garage.
Yeah. That stand drive sometimes or bigger.
Those little teeny cars with a good turning radius. That's what you need in that garage. It's ridiculous. That's the best thing about my car is that it takes me one turn to get out. It's unbelievable. I used to have like a, I guess it was a Honda Civic, and that thing took at least a four or five point turn to get out. That, you know, nothing.
You had a Honda Civic when we worked here?
Yeah, remember
you had one in the very beginning days.
And that was a Camry.
No, I had a Camry, but then later I got one of those hybrid Civics, the one that the tree fell on top of, and when I was driving.
I didn't work here then.
No, you did. You did.
This is before the black Prius?
And then you had like a red,
you know what?
Not an Audi.
I had a red Audi. I think you're right. I think I must have gotten rid of the Civic. Yeah. And the Prius was a 3-point turn.
Yeah, but I think you had a Prius when
I think so. I think you're right. I think I got that in 2008, which I think is the year you came back,
right?
Yeah,
exactly right.
Oh, by the way, today is my 26th anniversary.
Oh,
yay!
A wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. So exciting.
Exciting.
Kind of funny. 93.
Is that right?
Yeah.
26?
Crazy, right? Oh, thank you. Who is this? What is this?
The Chipmunks, isn't it?
It's the Minions.
Oh.
It's Sarah's Minions.
Oh, my Minions. Thanks, you guys.
415 says, hey, Sarah's trying to distract us from the new house project.
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing now?
Weasel? What are you doing? What kind of you balls are you
tearing
down?
You're such a weasel. Nothing. We decided what our next
project is. I'll tell you right after
this,
she said, and then you didn't tell us.
I forgot all about it.
All right, go on.
We just reminded you.
Thanks.
415 reminded you.
Yeah, we're just, we're going to change some stuff. That's all.
No, that's not telling us anything. Go on.
Well, I just realized that I don't want to put sprinklers in my whole house, so I'm going to keep this on the DL, kids.
Oh, okay.
That's a good way to do it, I guess.
Thing that we're on.
Yeah. No, it's just we've been podcasting out of the house.
Right.
And we have a studio, but we're going to do a combination of the two and wire the whole thing right. Do a little project.
So there's not like a setup every single time.
No, it'll just be a little project, like nothing to it.
Yeah.
Nothing. But it'll probably take us 2 hours. Mm-hmm. That's the next project that we're going to be doing.
Huh.
Yeah.
2 months.
No, like 2 days.
Nothing you do is going to be. No, and then you'll do it, and then you go, I thought a lot about it. Not this room. We should move it to another room.
Yeah.
And start over.
Well, I keep waiting for my kid. I keep saying to my kids, like, when are you guys moving out? I have so
many. No, they're not.
I have so many plans for that. Well, the one is, for sure. But the other one, I don't know. He might still live here 10 years from now. It's expensive around here. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, thank God he's so cute.
I know. He is cute. So he's got that going for him, I guess. If you like the Dave Grohl look. Which I do. I do like it.
Yeah, the kid's got a full-on beard right now.
Oh, no, he shaved it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he shaved it
off. He shaved the beard?
Yeah. He had a big, bushy beard.
Long hair.
Well, he still has the long hair.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He thinks he's a rock star.
He's got the look.
He thinks he's a rock star. He is a rock star. He's a rock star to me.
So he shaved his beard, but he's got long hair right now.
He does. He's got really long. But he's super hair. Like, he's the hairiest person ever. Like, yesterday, when I woke up, I walked out to get my coffee and everything. It's probably 4:15 at this point. And I go out there and he's still up. And he had to turn in a paper, so he worked on it all night and whatever. So he's in his like boxer shorts. And I don't know, he doesn't wear shorts, I guess. I haven't seen his legs in a while. And I almost said, oh my God, those are the hairiest legs I've ever seen in my life. Like, the kid's kind of like a gorilla. I'm like, oh. But he's just turned 18 and he's had a full beard for over a year.
Wow.
You know, it's crazy. So he shaved it off a couple weeks ago and hasn't really shaved much since, so it's getting pretty thick again.
Honey.
Yeah. Anyway, it's late. I guess we should play a song. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.